Amid all the leadership upheaval today, the federal government has banned Chinese tech giants Huawei and ZTE from building Australia's 5G mobile network. It's for national security reasons, though there's some concern it will further strain the Australia-China relationship. Gavin Coote reports.
It's an announcement all but drowned out by the Liberal leadership crisis. The acting Home Affairs Minister, Scott Morrison, released a statement about the fifth generation, or 5G mobile infrastructure rollout earlier today.
The government considers that the involvement of vendors who are likely to be subject to extrajudicial directions from a foreign government that conflict with Australian law may risk failure by the carrier to adequately protect a 5G network from unauthorised access or interference.
The statement made no mention of any vendor or foreign country in particular, but a short time later, Huawei tweeted that it and fellow Chinese tech giant ZTE had been banned from providing 5G technology to Australia, labelling it an extremely disappointing result for consumers. It follows a concerted push by Huawei to convince Australia that it can be trusted to build and manage the next big rollout of wireless infrastructure. In 2012, the company was banned from building the national broadband network, and there have been growing warnings from cybersecurity experts about the risks of dealing with companies with close ties to the Chinese government. The United States and United Kingdom have taken similar views. Tom Uren from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute is pleased Australia has gone a step further than the UK.
I think it's a good decision. I'm not really surprised, but it could have gone a couple of different ways. But I think the government with a better and stronger option.
But not everyone's happy with the ban. Adam Nee is a visiting fellow with the Australian National University's Strategic and Defence Studies Centre.
Huawei is one of the leaders in this technology, so banning Huawei would mean that Australia's 5G network, when it's built, would be built at a lower quality and a higher cost, most likely.
He accepts there are security risks, but believes they need to be balanced with Australia's economic interests.
Because Huawei is bringing world-leading 5G technology, could bring world-leading 5G technology into Australia that would basically form the digital backbone of Australia's new economy.
And with simmering tensions between Australia and China, Adam Nee is worried it will put further strain on the relationship.
I think bilateral relationship is at a very bad place right now. So I think this would definitely be another roadblock to shifting the bilateral relationship into a more reasonable footing.
Tom Uren says this draws a line in the sand.
So we need to start having a discussion about what are the ways that all countries expect their companies to behave and how much state interference we can and should accept. So I think it'll be a long and difficult discussion going forward.
The Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Tom Uren there, that report by Gavin Coote.